Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Let's talk culture and a new movie that's been hugely anticipated and hugely promoted, The Great Gatsby. And our movie culture guru, Ben McKechin, has some really thought-provoking observations on the movie and the story. Ben, welcome back.
Good evening, Lee. How's things?
Very well, Ben. Thank you so much for joining us. So The Great Gatsby opened at Cannes, directed by Baz Luhrmann. Is it fair to say it's the movie of the year, do you think? Certainly the most hyped.
Yeah, I think, and definitely from an Australian filmmaker, by a long, long, long way, The Great Gatsby. Yeah, it's really generated heaps and heaps of discussion, more than I expected it to do. And I don't know if you were keeping track of all the different reports that came out of Cannes and all the reviews particularly that came out when The Great Gatsby premiered, but they seemed to really, the film polarized the people, well, at least reviewers, and some of the reviews were just scathing. Yeah. They were just, my goodness, like people really went to town on it. And then other people, though, went that other way and saying it's a great, masterful piece of work and a really excellent adaptation of the F. Scott Fitzgerald novella upon which it's based.
Those who were scathing, what was their problem with it, Ben?
This is one of those reviews from me where, again, I'm kind of on the fence, a bit more positive on it. I think there's a lot of good to be said for the film, but what a lot of the negative reviews were on about, and I can see their point, and probably the major criticism with the film, is that, and interestingly enough, for a movie that's all about excess and all about indulgence and pretty much the problems and the emptiness of life that can lead from that flows from that, the movie is a massive spectacle, and often there's no substance under the spectacle, which is a shame because the story of The Great Gatsby is this amazing cautionary tale about trying to live the American dream, or so-called American dream. It's a really powerful story about that, but often the substance of what's going on in the story is completely robbed from the film because Baz Luhrmann has decided to direct this movie like a film clip and just have flashy scene after flashy scene without necessarily any insight or any depth going on beneath it, or at least you can't feel that from the film.
Do you think the film has done the book justice?
Well, that's the other thing too. It hasn't. So it's very faithful to the story. And for anyone who doesn't know, a very simple summary of The Great Gatsby: it's set in the 1920s, and it's narrated by a guy who's kind of watching his neighbor, who is Gatsby, kind of watching his neighbor go about this amazing existence just south of New York City. And Gatsby's existence is this: he's a guy super wealthy, has huge parties, invites people over all the time. But what Gatsby's doing, the life he's created, and why he's doing all of these excessive things is for one particular reason, and it stems from something that happened to him in the past, and it involves a relationship he had with a woman. So that, the storyline is actually kept very faithfully through Baz Luhrmann's adaptation. But, yeah, as I just mentioned before, the problem can be that it keeps you at a distance, the movie. It keeps you detached from proceedings, which, oddly enough, is a big element of the movie itself, that you know that you're watching this stuff unfold. You're effectively a voyeur. That's a big part of the Gatsby story. But there's a problem with the movie, I think, that you do feel this sense of detachment from it, that you can't really be engrossed by it. And that's an issue with these major life themes that are developed in Great Gatsby.
One word that leapt out for you as you watched it was the word hope. How was that? What were you thinking?
Yeah. Again, it's really difficult to go into the minutiae of what happens in The Great Gatsby. But one of the big themes in the film is the narrator and the neighbor of Gatsby, this guy called Nick, describes Gatsby as the most helpful man he's ever met. Now, when you see what Gatsby does and how he lives his life and this indulgence, this extravagant life that he's leading and the reason why he's doing it and who it's for, to describe this man as the most helpful man ever, I just found incredible, given Gatsby's deluded.
Yes.
Like Gatsby lives this existence of delusion that, for my money, is in complete contrast to the word hope. I think he's actually one of the more hopeless men that you've ever seen as a character. And then if you're thinking about anyone you've met in real life that, you know, tries to live their life either recreating the past or living in past events, or trying to, you know, people try to manufacture existence. They try to buy happiness. They try to consume all of these things because they think they'll make them happy, because they think they'll find some kind of almost eternal hope in what you can create and what you can consume and what you can do. Well, that for me describes Gatsby. And so, for me, describing him as the most hopeful man ever is just like, I'm a bit flabbergasted by that description of that character.
Still worth a watch, though?
Definitely. Look, it definitely is. And I think some of those scathing reviews, they just went too far on this film, way too far. It is an amazing spectacle.
Yes.
And if you can sit back and kind of take the spectacle in, it's pretty amazing what Baz Luhrmann has done visually. A lot of the performances are great. Leonardo DiCaprio is good as Gatsby. Joel Edgerton, Australian star, is very good in one of the supporting roles as well. There's enough to keep you interested, particularly the story itself. But I'd be encouraging listeners to think more deeply about what the film represents, particularly about people and hope and what they put their hope in. And by way of contrast, I think what the Bible tells us about hope and who to put our hope in is much stronger, much more concrete, isn't going to be corrupted, isn't going to fade, isn't going to spoil like we see in Great Gatsby. But instead, like books like 1 Peter in the Bible tell us point blank that you put your hope in Christ because of what Jesus has done for us, because of his death and his resurrection and what that gives to people, this eternal life that can give them if you believe in him. The hope of that is real. The hope of that is real. It's coming from the God of hope. It's real hope, real hope, real hope, as opposed to the Great Gatsby, which is just unreal hope. It's a fantasy. It's a delusion.
I love your insights. And there's only one person I know who can get from the Great Gatsby to 1 Peter. And makes sense.
That's the thing. So take your Bibles into Great Gatsby. And when it gets to that line that says he's the most hopeful man ever, flick to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, and look what that says about hope.
You're a champion.
And that's, listeners, everyone out there, that's real hope. That's real hope, not the Great Gatsby.
Ben McKeegan, thank you so much.
Mate, my pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.